Bem-vinda! Bem-vindo a um novo episódio do Across Podcast, um programa para você se inspirar e saber mais sobre longevidade ativa, oportunidades da economia prateada e sobre como as viagens podem nos manter jovens e saudáveis.
Hello! Que bom você aqui comigo no meu canal Across the Seven Seas. Estou aqui falando da Sardenha. Estou em Cagliari, na Itália. Cagliari é a capital da Sardenha. E eu estou ao lado de uma personalidade importantíssima. O doutor, o professor Gianni Pers. Tenho certeza que você que me segue, que me lê, sabe muito bem quem é o doutor Gianni, e vou chamar de Gianni porque ele já me autorizou a tratá-lo com essa informalidade toda. Falando rapidamente sobre o professor Gianni, porque o currículo dele é imenso, brevemente, o doutor Gianni Pes é pesquisador sênior do Departamento de Medicina Experimental da Universidade de Sassari, na Sardenha, aqui na Itália. E ele é cofundador, em cooperação com o doutor Michel Polan, da primeira Blue Zone identificada no mundo, a Sardenha. Tá? Ele, além do mais, é um expert em longevidade. Professor, thank you very much for this privilege.
Yes, back to you.
Thank you very much. And first of all, I would like to ask you to talk a bit, because I know how long is your experience, but I want to talk about your job, your work, and about the Blue Zone Sardinia, because our readers and my friends, Portuguese and Brazilian, want to know and to learn from you, about your tell us now. Be sure that will help us a lot, because we're getting old too much. And we need to learn about. Thank you very much. Please.
Okay, I'm a medical doctor, and I work at the University of Sassari in Sardinia, in Italy, of course. And everything started almost 20 years ago, when I was studying the distribution of mortality in Sardinia, and I discovered that there was a central mountainous part of the island where the mortality was lower than anywhere else. And I reasoned that in that area, the number of centenarians, so people who arrived at the age of 100, should have been more numerous than elsewhere. So I started with my colleague to visit one by one all the municipalities of Sardinia, and we very quickly discovered that there was a concentration of centenarians in, let's say, six or seven villages in the top of the mountain, of Sardinia. And this was called Blue Zone, because we had a blue marker, and every time we discovered a municipality where the number of centenarians exceeded threshold, okay, this was labeled as a Blue Zone village or Blue Zone municipality. And when we decided to write the first scientific articles, we adopted this term of Blue Zone, and I never imagined that this term would become so famous in the world.
International famous. And I have a great curiosity, because after almost 20 years, does the descendants of that Sardinian centenarians, that at that time they were 60 or 70 years old, now I think they are 90 or more years old, that the descendants follow the recipe of long life? How is the life of the descendants of that first Sardinian centenarian?
First of all, I would like to say that I had the fortune to study the centenarians 20 years ago and nowadays. So I can compare in some way then. So I can look at their specific lifestyle or, for example, the diet, and I think that there are some differences. So the centenarians 20 years ago are a little bit different from the centenarians nowadays. I don't know if the number of centenarians is still going up. I don't know. Some colleagues say that probably the blue zones will disappear. And this is very sad for me. I hope that they are wrong, of course. But according to some colleagues, there are indications that the strength of longevity is going down. And they say this because the lifestyle of younger generation seems to be different from the lifestyles of centenarians. I hope really that they are wrong, and the blue zone will continue.
Oh, I hope so. And my next question is about this. I'm going to ask you about the technology, if the new centenarians are influenced or about the technology and social networks, and if this is a positive or no for the longevity life.
I would say that in general, in Sardinia, very old people are able to manage very simple technology. For example, many of them are able to use the cell phone, or and in some cases, rarely, they can use the computer, for example. And in this task, they are helped by the younger generation that are more familiar with the use of computers or electronic devices, for example. But the centenarians that I have studied 20 years ago were lived in a completely different cultural environment. They were sometimes poor shepherds or farmers, and they represented a culture that is practically disappearing now. So, big difference, and it is interesting to explore this difference, and we will do it probably in the near future.
Yeah, you said that the blue zones don't disappear, but I was thinking now about the tourism. Once becoming a blue zone, famous in the world, the tourism is a bad thing. In fact, it's bad for the environment, the way of life of the Pacific.
Yes, I really think that this could be dangerous. In fact, what we have witnessed is a sort of mass tourism toward the blue zones. So, unfortunately, probably due to our work, many people want to visit this blue zone, not only Sardinia, of course. There are other blue zones that we have identified in the other continent, of course. Officially, there are four blue zones. So 20 years ago, when I started this kind of study, most of them were poor farmers or shepherds in Sardinia. The animal shepherdry was very common, and not very able to manage and to be familiar with technology. Now the situation changed a bit. So, for example, most of them have a cell phone, and they can call the relatives, the daughter of the children, and the grandchildren sometimes. So they have a sort of social life, quite satisfactory.
Okay, and talking again about tourism, I've heard that Okinawa was suffering about the over tourism before the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, I think that Okinawa is the among the blue zone, the one who is probably the level of longevity is decreasing a lot. And I don't think that this is specifically due to tourism, but to the fact that the younger generation are not following any longer the old tradition, especially about the diet. For example, they started as everywhere to eat Western food and forgetting probably the traditional diet of Okinawa, which was very rich in seaweed and in vegetables. So they probably passed from a plant-based diet to a more meat and fat-based diet, which is not good.
Dr. Jenny, have you heard about Veranópolis, a city in Brazil? This Veranópolis is high. It's a place to be researched as well. Have you heard something about Veranópolis?
Yes, I have heard about it. I am happy to say that there are candidate blue zones. So, blue zones that are not yet officially blue zones, but can become blue zones, provided that they can prove scientifically that the level of longevity is high. Another point very interesting is that some government, for example, in Singapore, decided to follow what we can call the blue zone philosophy. So you can imagine that the government of Singapore in Asia decided to rely on our work about the blue zone to modify or try to modify the lifestyle of elderly people, for example, helping them to come in closer contact with the younger generation, so creating, for example, houses where the grandparents and the grandchildren are living together. Because this is emotionally very important, because this exchange across the generation is really one way to age gracefully.
As you said to us, that genetics is not so important for longevity. What are the most important things to follow of the Sardinian? What they do, the recipe of the Sardinian?
I must say honestly that we cannot follow any longer the life of the elders of Sardinian blue zone, because they have lived in a completely different era, and we cannot live like old Sardinian shepherds, for example. So we are living in a post-modern society. So the only thing that we can learn from the blue zone, from the Sardinian blue zone, is to try to pick up some selected aspect of their life. For example, physical activity. This is very important.
We don't need to go to the mountains.
No. Without going to the mountain, it is true that I met shepherds, Sardinian shepherds, who did 30 kilometers per day by walking. 30. 30. Okay, sorry for my pronoun.
Anyway,
so 30 kilometers per day. But this was exceptional, even at that time. We cannot do this in our everyday life, but we can try to increase our physical activity, and especially the aerobic physical activity, so in open air, in order to do. The other thing, we may try to modify our diet, because sometimes the diet that we usually follow is too rich in simple sugars and fat, so try to decrease the amount of fats and sugars that we eat every day, and try to eat more fruit and vegetable, like the old Sardinians. And also we can try to improve our relationship with other people. So try to live in
friends,
relatives also. Sometimes, for example, in big cities, even the relatives, the close relatives are neglected, are not cared for. So this should change if we want to not arrive necessarily at 100 years of age, but at least to age without the age-related diseases. What is important is not living longer, but without diseases. And this is the effort that we should do.
But stop drinking milk of cows is important. Reducing meat.
Reducing meat could be important. Important in among the Sardinian elders, meat was consumed only once or twice per month traditionally. So they were not eat meaters like many people have said, but they ate a lot of cheese, for example.
Not
from cows, but from sheep or even from goat. So the quality of the cheese, the meat, and the cheese was completely different. This means that even animal proteins could be useful, especially after a certain age, because you know that we tend to lose muscles, lean mass, and one way to reduce this lean mass is to start to increase the animal proteins, but not from meat. The animal proteins like milk, cheese, or eggs, for example, which are not so dangerous as we usually say.
Okay, thank you. Doctor, nowadays you've been reading a lot about the aging population in the world, many countries, but at the same time, there's a huge debate about ages, and I would like to know, in your point of view, about aging in the world, in Italy, in Sardinia, is there any ages among them?
No, not in Sardinia, or not yet in Sardinia. In other regions of Italy, for example, northern Italy, ageism, if we consider this sort of discrimination toward elderly people, is increasing, because younger generation sometimes are not available to care for elderly people. There is a big, technological gap between the generations, so it's not easy. I would say not in Sardinia. Ageism in the Blue Zone is almost absent. And elderly people in the Blue Zone here are very well respected, and the population is proud to have these centenarians, for example, because they are the symbol of the strength of the whole population. But I cannot exclude that in the future this attitude will disappear, and some ageism will appear even in Sardinia. Nobody knows, and we have to wait to see if something will change.
Why your opinion, these words are very important. I'm going to share a lot, because we need to be in Brazil, Portugal, all over the world. We need to know about this. In Blue Zone, ages is an evil. We need to respect the others, to learn from them. Thank you very much. And ending our conversation, I appreciate very much the meeting with you. Thank you very much.
Thank
your
you.
Kindness and to know, or I'd like to ask you final words for my friends and readers, Brazilians and Portuguese. Certainly that we are going to be proud to have your words.
I think that the best advice would be the following one. Try to love people who are living around you. This is the best advice, not to become long living, but to age gracefully.
Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you.
Jenny.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We hope to see you again in another opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you.